Step number four, find the capitalization rate and valuation. I know you're thinking this is starting to sound complicated. Definitely third year college accounting. Well, before you turn off your CD player, allow me to explain. It sounds way more complicated than it is. In numerical terms, the capitalization rate equals the net operating income divided by the purchase price. Let me repeat that. The capitalization rate equals the net operating income divided by the purchase price. So now you're thinking, Ken, how can I calculate the capitalization rate when I don't have the purchase price yet? That's what I'm trying to figure out through this whole exercise after all. This is actually really easy. The purchase price we use here is actually the purchase price trends for a comparable building in your market. So this very complicated sounding word is actually something you can get very easily from brokers, real estate agents, or even the pro forma document for the property. Your team members will either know the capitalization rate for the market or help you calculate it, and that's all there is to it. To determine how much the property is actually worth, in other words, the property's valuation, you just divide the net operating income by the capitalization rate. The number you arrive at is the valuation. It was called purchase price in the previous formula, and the valuation is your initial offer. Let me repeat this. To find how much the property is worth, simply divide the net operating income, a number we already estimated, by the capitalization rate of a comparable piece of real estate in our target area. So let's continue with our real-world example. The capitalization rate used in the Phoenix property pro forma was 8.74%, a standard rate used by the broker. At this stage, I'll just use the capitalization rate provided. So we'll divide our net operating income by our capitalization rate, and in doing so, we arrive at a property value and an offer price of $255,926. We've arrived. We have an offer price. But there's something missing. Oh yes, you're probably wondering what the seller's asking price was on the property. I won't keep you in suspense. The asking price was $338,000. That's an $82,074 difference. If you purchased this property with a 10% down payment, this would have been a loan payment of $25,524 using a 7.5% interest rate. Remember our projected net operating income? It was $22,368, a $3,156 difference. Can you see the problem? The income falls well short of even covering your loan, let alone anything else. Had you bought this property at the list price of $338,000 or even at $300,000, you would have been in a negative cash flow situation immediately. And just in case you're thinking that I pulled our example pro forma from a small-time brokerage company, guess again. It was quite the opposite. This pro forma was prepared and distributed by one of the nation's top brokers. Step number five, calculate the loan payment and your cash on cash. Let's assume that you and the seller agreed to a purchase price of $256,000. If you put 10% down, or $25,600, and use the interest rate of 7.5%, your loan payment is $20,010. Certainly, a more palatable number when you consider your projected net operating income, which is $22,368. The very last step is to find out your actual profit by subtracting your loan payment from your projected net operating income. Using the net operating income of $22,368 and subtracting the loan payment of $20,010, the projected profit on this property is $2,358. Is that good or bad? Well, here's how you know. To calculate the cash on cash, divide your profit of $2,358 by the down payment of $25,600. For this deal, your cash-on-cash return is 9.2%. Not a bad return. Congratulations. If you purchase this property, for $256,000 with 10% down, your return on investment will be 9.2%. These five steps, the five-step property evaluation, are the most important concepts in this audiobook. They give you the ability to evaluate property investments like the pros do. They give you power and confidence. They give you realistic, fact-based benchmarks to make the best property choices. They give you the basis from which to have reasonable conversations with the seller. And they give you peace of mind that you are not getting into something that may not pan out. If you spend the time gathering the income and expense information clearly prescribed in this section, you'll know what it will take to run this property and how much money you can expect to make from it. You'll be well informed before you even talk to the seller again, and certainly before you ever make an offer. I buy all my rental properties this way, using these exact same five steps. I would never dream of doing it any other way.